Welcome to TSOH Weekly. My name is Alex Morris at the TSOH Investment Research Service. With me, as always, Francisco Oliveira of Aravilo Capital Management. Today's topic is TKO, which is the entity that was just recently created as a result of the combination of the UFC and the WWE. That happened September 12th. About 10 days later, WWE announced that they had signed a deal with NBCU, specifically for the USA Network, for the Friday night WWE programming, SmackDown. Those rights were previously held by Fox. The deal value is being reported at $1.4 billion over the course of 5 years, roughly a 40% step up from the prior deal with Fox. You know, there's a lot of moving parts here, particularly as it relates to NBCU's other interests in the WWE and you know, kind of the broader media landscape. But Francisco, you want to talk a little bit about this deal and kind of what it means for TKO as we look ahead?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's WWE has several TV packages. It has its premium live events, like think WrestleMania, and those are on Peacock, and there's a 5-year deal there with several years remaining. Then there's the cable deals. The USA Network that you reference has Raw, and Fox had SmackDown, and these deals expire in October 2024, I believe. There's a smaller deal for a property called NXT that's on Tuesdays, and that also airs on USA Network. What we've seen here is that Fox didn't really have an interest in renewing the Friday property, SmackDown, at least at the price that WWE was asking for. And then USA Network, which currently has the Monday property, stepped in and purchase those rights at a 1.4 times multiple on their average annual value, meaning that Fox paid an average of $205 million per year for SmackDown, a 5-year deal. And now USA Network is going to pay reportedly around $287 million, right? If you take those average annual values, it's roughly a 7% compound and annual growth rate on the value of those rights. There's typically a step up in year one. So a fairly, you know, decent deal. Last time they renewed those cable packages, it was a 3 times multiple on average annual value. There was a lot of demand. It was bidding wars there. So you didn't get that here. And Fox basically, basically imply that they dropped off. Now, WWE has basically said reportedly that they're taking the Raw property, it's their jewel property, quote unquote jewel property, and they're going to take their time and negotiate that deal and probably find an agreement sometime next year. And there might be interested from streamers, other cable players, and even NBCU itself. But I think, given that there's, you know, they're going to take their time for that property, given that the 1.4 multiple wasn't as high as some people thought. I think some analysts thought it would be closer to 1.5, 1.6, or even as high as 1.7 on the average annual renewal. You know, the stock market has reacted pretty strongly to this downside for TKO. How would you view this situation, and in terms of the broader, you know, TV kind of ecosystem for sports rights? You know, we had the Charter battle, which we discussed, and I think this is a piece in the puzzle of what's happening in the ecosystem.
Yeah, I kind of come at it first from the NBCU perspective, and my one word answer is confusion a little bit. You know, they have Monday Night Raw. You know, the deal's a little bit more expensive and will be somewhat significantly more expensive as you look out to the next renewal, maybe something like $100 million a year. You know, not the biggest deal in the world in terms of a multi-billion-dollar sports budget at NBCU, but you know, they could see this in some ways as keeping their exposure to the cable offering that WWE has alongside what they have with Peacock, and keep them in a somewhat similar place while saving some money. I guess that could be one perspective on how they're thinking about it. You know, I think the other question to answer generally, specifically as it relates to Monday night, if NBCU is no longer interested as a result of moving to the Friday deal, is who could be interested in that package. You know, you look at someone like Disney and ESPN, you obviously have pretty direct overlap with one of their biggest sports properties in Monday Night Football. I don't know about fan overlap. And I also don't know about potential willingness on the part of WWE to rethink what that property is, i.e. potentially making it a ESPN Plus only offering or Disney D2C, you know, offering only. Yeah, I have less answers there than kind of a general thought, which is one of the reasons I like WWE and the UFC is the general flexibility of what they produce. Not that it's something that you would do kind of willy-nilly, but they do have some flexibility in terms of when the programs air and the nature of the programming that obviously doesn't apply to other sports. So I don't know. I mean, who do you think could be potential interested parties if we're talking about NBCU and Fox not really having major interest in Monday Night Raw?
Yeah, I mean, if I look at, that was a good answer on the NBCU perspective. If I look at it from the TKO perspective, right, you got an increase that you didn't necessarily want for SmackDown, but it wasn't a disaster, right? We've seen what happened to the Pac-12, and we've seen what happened to some other minor sports that the renewals haven't been as great. And so at 1.4, you take it. So you keep NBCU in the fold because Peacock has the premium live events property. So you want them to be a bidder for the cable or, you know, your weekly SmackDown or Raw because they'll cross promote and it'll keep them invested. So on the other hand, as a TKO, from the TKO perspective, you wouldn't necessarily want NBCU to have all the rights. So I'm thinking here, if you know, USA is now going to be on SmackDown. If USA wins the Raw contract, that tells me, as an outsider looking in, that there wasn't as much demand for the Raw property. Why? Because you want more players to be invested in these rights for when the Peacock negotiation happens in probably around 2 years or so. You want other people to bid for these rights. And if NBCU controls the entire ecosystem of rights, then it takes, you know, the hurdle for a new player to come in to market and distribute these rights becomes a lot more complicated. You know, take it from MLS did a deal with Apple. It's a 10-year deal, and Apple has practically all the rights for the MLS. Who's going to bid against Apple, you know, 9-10 years from now, right? It's a tough proposition. You know, the NFL, you know, splits rights everywhere and keeps a lot of people happy. And the NBA, to a lesser extent, does these things as well. So I think it's good from a sports rights owner to have different partners. So it'll be interesting because I think, you know, as you said, USA, the Raw property is more valuable. It's actually 3 hours a week versus SmackDown being 2 hours. These are weekly properties, so it's a year-round, quote-unquote, sport, right, versus just, you know, certain part of the year. It's, you know, good entertainment property, no unions, so no strikes. And so it'll be interesting. I think a streamer could be involved here for the Raw rights, to your point on Disney and their ecosystem. But it's going to really show the demand here for WWE because we have, you know, new NBA deals that have to be negotiated, college football playoffs that have to be negotiated. So the players that you mentioned, they're going to have to cough up more money for other rights. So, you know, it'll be very telling to see what happens here with Raw.
Yeah, I mean, I think it also may speak to just more broadly evolving media strategies, right? I would describe part of the decision-making that Fox has undertaken over the past couple of years has been more of a focus on our primary brand strategy, which in terms of entertainment programming was probably a very smart move. And, you know, they've really narrowed their focus to three channels at most, basically two channels that they really care about and that, you know, that can lend itself to a strategy that also looks similar in terms of what rights you go after. As I think about WWE more generally, one of the things that I really like, you correct me if these numbers are wrong, I think it may have been $100 or $200 million a year as you look back, 5 to 10 years ago in terms of what they're getting for the U.S. distribution rights. And now, the number is closer to 700 and going higher. And again, I think there's a lot of flexibility in terms of the length of the events, the timing of the events, the nature of the events that they can kind of transition to where the world is going potentially more easily than some of their kind of legacy, air quotes, sports competitors.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, USA paid $150 million for both Raw and SmackDown in a contract that ended in 2019. And if you take both deals that are expiring next year and do a 1.4 multiple, which is what we got for SmackDown, that number is, close to $660 million. So very, very healthy increase and a lot of flexibility for these rights. So we'll see, whether we get a hung deal for Raw or not, it's going to be determined.
One of my favorite things about the world of media and sports rights is Fox overpaid for its NFL deal 3 decades ago, and the prices keep going higher and higher and higher. So something for you to mentally think about as you see new renewals coming up.
Indeed.